Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Brought to you by Sky. And just like that, a new chapter of Sex and the City is available Thursday on Sky.
Today FM.
Now, Storm Barra, meaning we don't have to talk about the COVID all the time. Storm Barra might have some relationship to the COVID, though. Might even give us a new angle on COVID. Woo! The perfect storm. COVID plus Storm Barra. The Liveline rollover lottery has been won. Woo! Ambrose.
How are you, Joe?
Ambrose, you're terrified.
I'm more than terrified, Joe.
You're petrified.
Well, I'm...
You're petrified. Why, Ambrose?
I am. Well, there's... 100 mile an hour wind there last night, Joe.
Come on, there is, come on. Yeah.
Now, for the last 2 years, they've been telling us that this COVID thing, is airborne.
Well, it is airborne, it's very airborne.
Sure, doesn't that mean that the COVID then is blown 100 mile an hour into people's faces and up people's noses and down
it, well, it is, Ambrose, that's very possible. The COVID is swirling. It's swirling all around. Joe. It's at huge velocities. It's a viral, vortex. It's a vortex.
That's right. Doesn't that mean that if there's a hurricane...
There is a hurricane.
And if there's COVID...
There is COVID.
That it's a COVID hurricane.
It's a herd of COVID.
Yeah.
It's a herd of COVID. That's what you're saying. That's what you're saying, Ambrose. It's a herd of COVID. Storm Barra is basically putting the whole country under a giant virus blow dryer, blowing the deadly Omicron directly into people's orifices.
Joe.
Derek, go on.
Yeah, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing the maths here.
The maths, go on.
Yeah. If there's a wind, right...
Go on.
And it's 100 miles an hour...
Mm.
And let's say, for argument's sake, right, there's a fella and he breeds. Let's say he's in Kildare.
Okay, there's a fella breeding in Kildare. Go on.
Now, the storm, right?
Barra.
Blows the COVID where I am. Let's say I'm in Swords, right? In about, I walked it out at 10 minutes.
So you could catch COVID off a fella 50 miles away from me, is what you're saying?
Let's say, for argument's sake, right, storm Barra carries it up the motorway.
Let's call it a toy. Yeah.
10 minutes, I could be infected.
Come on, jeez.
Oh, Christ,
go on,
Joe,
go on.
We're all finished.
Well, we know first it took a Cork, then it took Kerry, then it took Galway.
I heard it took Manor Hamilton, then it took Ballymullet, Joe.
This storm is like some sort of sick Leonard Cohen storm. First we take Manor Hamilton, then we take Ballymullet. The phones have gone mad. How many people got COVID last night from Storm Barra, which carried the Omicron at high speed across the country? Deirdre.
Hiya, Joe. Yeah, if COVID's airborne, right?
It's virulent, Deirdre.
And there's a storm.
There's a huge storm, a huge storm.
Doesn't that mean that the storm could just blow the whole COVID thing away altogether?
What?
Over to the Isle of Man or something.
Ah, go on, Deirdre. Don't be stupid now.
Yeah?
No.
No, that's ridiculous, Deirdre. That's ridiculous.
Right.
Deirdre, follow the science. Follow the science, please. We don't need crackpots on the radio. Professor Luke O'Neill, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Joe. Hi.
What would this mean if the hurricane of COVID was true after last night?
Well, we don't know, Joe.
Yeah, but if it were true, how bad could it get, Professor Luke O'Neill?
Well, the word velocity is used a lot, but you know, people would have to stay further apart, I presume, Joe.
How much further apart, Luke O'Neill?
Maybe 5 or 6.
5 or 6 meters, yeah.
Miles.
Miles?
Yeah.
Miles?
Yeah, and keep the old windows, you know,
windows.
Nice and shut, and the vents all shut,
come
you
on.
Know, and high winds, you know, including the chimneys, of course.
Sorry, the COVID's coming down the chimneys now.
Oh, Jesus, John, the wind came down my chimney last night.
But Luke.
You see, the data says it's possible, technically. But
how will Santi get in?
Yeah, well, we'll all have to look at the whole... Santi thing, I suppose.
Oh, Jesus, that game set match.
We knew this was coming.
Come on. I think this could be the best Christmas ever.